We have 11 amazing restaurants featuring a wide variety for every price range and appetite. South Point's Garden Buffet has something for everyone at unbeatable prices. Or, if hunger strikes in the middle of the night, join us at Coronado Cafe. The American menu offers breakfast, lunch, or dinner 24 hours a day. Plus a Chinese kitchen for authentic Chinese dishes from 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. From steak and eggs to wonton soup, it's fast and friendly service 24/7. When you need a quick pick-me-up, you can find it at our state-of-the-art Starbucks just inside the main South Point entrance. Order ahead with the Starbucks app for easy mobile order pickups. Or enjoy your favorites in the relaxing dining area anytime, day or night. If you love Mexican food, Baja Miguel's has all of your South of the Border favorites. There are dozens of classics to choose from, like fajitas, ceviche, chimichangas, tacos, and more. And for spirit lovers, Baja's colorful non-smoking tequila bar is right outside.
John was the most incredible person I'd ever met. Aviation was John's love and passion. He was present as a Marine and present as a dad, as a husband. It was a normal, ordinary Wednesday for us. When I was picking up my daughter from daycare, my friend that I would carpool with mentioned that there was an aircraft that went down. In an instant, you know, your life does change. And you, especially having children, have to decide, how am I gonna do this? I got a message from a friend, and they said, there's this foundation called Tunnel to Towers. And they said on TV that they're gonna pay for your and John's mortgage. And it just felt like a frozen moment in time that I'd never forget. I'm so grateful for that.
By giving $11 a month, you're joining us on our mission to do good. Go to t2t.org. It only takes $11 a month to make a positive impact.
The Los Alamitos 2 million futurity trials are set for Sunday, November 24th. It's our biggest night of the year, with the top juveniles on the West Coast featuring multiple graded futurity winner Up to Party, Golden State Million winner American Dreaming, Governor's Cup futurity winner Favorite Jess Hawk, plus top juveniles Lethal Cowboy 123, and many more. It's our biggest night of the year, the Los Alamitos 2 million trials, Sunday, November 24th.
The following is a Race Day Las Vegas presentation in association with Sirocco Productions Limited on the Race Day Las Vegas Radio Network.
From the gaming capital of the world, time for Race Day Las Vegas, covering the sport of kings with a Las Vegas perspective. Now, to the race desk with your host, Ralph Sirocco.
From the backstretch to the turf club, at the racebooks and on the internet, to all horse players around the world, a good morning. Well, all righty. Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the Race Day Las Vegas radio program for this Saturday. We come to you live and direct from the gaming capital world right here at the South Point Studios at the South Point Hotel Casino Complex on Las Vegas Boulevard. And, of course, at the YouTube South Point Studios streaming network, we welcome you to the show on this Saturday morning. And, of course, all of our other listeners and people who participate on many different platforms that include our radio station, our anchor radio station here, Sports Talk 1400 AM, 107.1 FM, which will have the play-by-play of the USC football, college football game, and, of course, the Rams football in the NFL as well. Our anchor stations are the home stations for the play-by-play of those two football teams. And, of course, we have our websites, racedaylasvegas.com, .vegas.world.global. And your iPhone, your Android's covered with, and your Google phone, by the way, now is covered with your apps. Go to the App Store and get the apps. The KSHP app will have you listening to us via the radio signal. And, of course, the YouTube app. You can join us by watching and listening to us on the YouTube app on your devices. And, of course, anywhere you get your podcasting as well. Simply put, however, wherever, whenever, welcome to the Race Day Show for this Saturday. Well, here in Las Vegas, Strip has been closed. Portions of the Las Vegas Strip has been closed since Wednesday. And finally tonight, after all the qualifying that's been going on with the Formula One, the Las Vegas Grand Prix Formula One race, it's actually going to be taking place. The actual race will be tonight here in Las Vegas. And, of course, the route, the track they've laid out for this event partially is on the Strip, and that's why that part of the Strip is closed. It will stay closed until early tomorrow morning, about 4 a.m. They say 4 or 5 o'clock they're going to open up the Strip again. In the meantime, we are hosting the Las Vegas Grand Prix Formula One race tonight here in Las Vegas. But we here at the South Point, although on Las Vegas Boulevard, which is the actual street that the Strip is on, we are about 2.5-3 miles away from the Strip down south on Las Vegas Boulevard. So there ain't no traffic here, folks. Just come on in and enjoy the big complex here with plenty of parking that you can park your car free, etc. Of course, we have the only separate race and sports book in Las Vegas. Sports on one side, race on the other side, close enough together in case you want to go back and forth and check out some games as well. And we have an individual race book here at the South Point. So come on down and join us if you don't want to stay away from, if you want to stay away from all that traffic along the Strip, that's for sure. All right, so here we are on this Saturday morning. It seems like right now conditions on the racetrack are the big news of the day. Yesterday at Laurel Park, just before the first race was to go, the jockeys got together with the track management and establishment and the regulars there and determined that the track was, they believe, in an unsafe condition to run races on. So they canceled the racing card just before the first race yesterday at Laurel. And to be safe, they are also canceling the races, the complete racing cards today at Laurel and tomorrow at Laurel. So Laurel Park will not race either today and tomorrow because of what they feel is the condition of the racetrack. And we'll get into that, I'm sure, a little bit later on when they find out what's going on with Laurel. But it has been scratched off of the menu. No racing this weekend at Laurel. And the stakes races that were scheduled for this weekend, of course, will be rescheduled. And the other big news of the day was a big spill that went on at Woodbine Racetrack. In the first race yesterday at Woodbine, three jockeys in a five-horse spill wound up being hospitalized following that five-horse spill during the first race. The incident occurred near the three-furlong marker and on the main track, where no layups clipped heels with the pace-setting horse Whiskey and Ice and fell, unseating jockey Edgar Zentino. And Edgar Zentino, of course, was the first one that went down, and then there was a chain reaction after that. And jockeys Justin Stein, Deshaun Gaskin, and Zentino were all transported to the hospital for further assessment. The two remaining riders in the five-horse spill, Juan Crawford and Fraser Abley, were not hospitalized. They are expecting, of course, to find out what went on with the jockeys. I understand that the three jockeys were transported to the hospital. We'll get some late news on them certainly sometime today. And as far as the Whiskey and Ice, the horse that started it all, that horse was disqualified from first and placed last for the interference going into the far turn. So all Woodbine did in providing an update on the hospitalized jockeys was Zentino did not break anything but is still undergoing tests. He was last night. And, of course, Gaskin, it was in great spirits, they say, and hopes to be back in action as soon as possible. So that's what happened yesterday at Woodbine. Now, you remember, it wasn't too long ago where the jockeys were concerned about, and the horsemen, and certainly the regulators, were concerned about all of the breakdowns that were happening and horses that were euthanized because of breakdowns. on the Woodbine synthetic racetrack. All right. And so that continues there at Woodbine. And of course, Laurel now, with the jockeys voicing concern about the racetrack, the racing surface at Laurel. So we can see that the racetracks themselves, the condition of the racetracks in certain locations are the big news of the day today. And we'll wait and see about that. Breeders' Cup Dirt Mile winner. Remember the last race on Breeders' Cup Day, the Dirt Mile winner, Full Serrano. He's expected to go in that new race named after Lafitte Pincai, the Pincai Stakes, the Lafitte Pincai Junior Stakes on opening day at Santa Anita. That will be Full Serrano's next stop. After his win in the Breeders' Cup Dirt Mile. That, of course, is the day after Christmas on the 26th day of December. Sophia Vibes, who is one of the top jockeys at Woodbine, Sophia Vibes, is going to winter at Aqueduct. She's going to bring her tack down to Aqueduct, and she'll be racing down there possibly when the Woodbine meet concludes, which should be, I think Woodbine's got about 2 weeks left before they conclude their Woodbine. So Sophia Vibes will be down at Aqueduct for the wintertime. And here's one that's going to get Jonathan Hardoon going crazy. At Los Alamitos, Los Al is redistributing purse monies in a race where jockey Barrington Harvey violated the whip limit. Okay? Barrington Harvey violated the whip limit. He hit the horse, I guess, more than the whatever times they have, six times they have there. And now they're going to redistribute the purse money of the winning horse that he was on and redistribute, disqualifying the horse's purse money. So they disqualified, they penalized both the jockey, I guess that should be penalized if there's anything to do with this adjudication, but now they're penalizing the owner too. And so, and this is not a race that just happened last week. This is a race that happened quite a time ago. And so now it says the Los Alamitos is redistributing the purse. It didn't say anything about Heise and the Heise breaking their regulations. It didn't say anything about that. It said Los Alamitos is going to redistribute the purses there. So I'd like to know what certainly Jonathan Ardoon thinks about it, but certainly what John Lindo there in Southern California thinks about it. We'll talk to him maybe a little bit later on. Now, listen, coming up after this weekend, of course, we go into the Thanksgiving week of racing. We will have a Thanksgiving Day program here, the Thanksgiving Day Race Day program. We're going to be on the same schedule Wednesday through Sunday next week during the holiday week. However, Del Mar will not race on Thanksgiving Thursday. Del Mar is not racing on Thanksgiving Thursday, but we'll be here with the program. And, of course, Churchill Downs and both Del Mar will have big stakes races over the Thanksgiving weekend. Now, Del Mar won't have it on Thanksgiving Day, but they kick in with the rest of the Hollywood Turf Festival that happens that Friday, Saturday, and Sunday after Thanksgiving Thursday. And as far as the racing is concerned at Churchill Downs is going to have their big races over that weekend that include the Clark Handicap, which will happen on Friday. And the Clark Handicap is expected to get a pretty star-stellar field for that race. So that's looking ahead to next week for the holiday week. And, of course, as we said, Zia Park's going to have all those multi-million-dollar days of racing coming up tomorrow, Monday, and Tuesday. On Monday, tomorrow, on Sunday, they'll have $1.3 million worth of stakes races, seven stakes races for quarter horses. On Monday, the 25th, $1.3 million of thoroughbred stakes races, eight of those on Monday. And then on Tuesday, on the 26th, another $1.1 million worth of stakes races that will include the Zia Park Derby and the Zia Park Oaks. Top jockeys like Flavian Pratt, Jose Ortiz, Brian Hernandez, and others will be there for those mounts. When you put up the big money, the big boys show up. So we got a lot looking ahead. And for today, some solid racing around the country. However, Aqueduct will start off in sloppy racing conditions. As you know, that storm front that went through, you know, the Midwest and on through to the East Coast. Do you remember if you saw Thursday night's football game, the snow that was happening when Cleveland was playing Pittsburgh? That front is moving on its way out, but it's already done its damage, certainly to Aqueduct, where they'll be competing, at least starting today's racing, on a sloppy racetrack. Of course, Aqueduct shut down their turf racing last week, so there's no transferred turf racing because there is none anymore for the wintertime there at Aqueduct. as far as what happened yesterday at the Big A, Linda Rice and Jose Lascano got together for another winner in the second race, $9.90 for Movie Moxie. Dylan Davis had a couple of wins yesterday. He won the third race with 5-2-2, paying $5.50 for Horatio De Paz. Came back in the fourth race for Mitchell Friedman on a horse called Western Wolf and paid $2.70. So Davis win with back-to-back filthy favorites there at Aqueduct. Jose Lascano got his second win of the day for trainer Wayne Potts in the sixth race with Hazardous Humor, paying $4.40. And if you're wondering, with all those prices, the highest-priced winner yesterday in the nine-race card at Aqueduct was the eighth race winner, Caliloque, with Flavian Pratt aboard for Jorge Abreu, and that horse paid $11.60. That was the highest-priced winner yesterday at Aqueduct. A lot of favorites winning there yesterday. The pick six only paid $842. The final pick four of the day paid $30 even. So it was a chalky day yesterday at Aqueduct. Churchill Downs. Jaime Torres had a couple of wins. His first win in the third race for Riley Mott. Top Gun Rocket paid $5.18. Came back in the sixth race with Pinfire for Michael Tomlinson. They paid $7.34 there. And as far as the riding star of the day, however, it was Luis Saez. Luis Saez won four races yesterday. He won the fourth race with Canisius for Richard Dick Dutrow Jr., paying $8.92. And then he capped off the late pick three with three wins in a row. The eighth race winner for Tom Amos, Friars Lawrence, paying $4.48. The ninth race winner, Shiloh's Mistress, for Mike Maker, paying $7.22. And the tenth and final race winner, Freddie Mac, for Steve Asmussen, paying $6.36. Four wins yesterday for Luis Saez on the card yesterday at Churchill. Their pick six only paid $281 and change. Del Mar yesterday, trainer Phil D'Amato had a couple of winners. Antonio Freisu won three races in a row. They got together for their first winners of the day in the second race with Rosa Parks, paying $4.40. Freisu came back in the third race with Touchdown Brown, paying $4.20 for Mark Glatt. And then he wrapped it up with his third win in a row in the fourth race with Caribbean King, paying $11.20 for Peter Miller. And Phil D'Amato's second win of the day came in the eighth and final race with Sabligato. That horse paid $5.20 with Umberto Respoli. And finally, Mark Glatt, which currently, I guess, is your top trainer right now at Del Mar. Mark Glatt had a couple of wins yesterday. He won the third race with one of Freisu's horses, the Touchdown Brown, $4.20. And then he came back in the fifth race with Matina, Roberto Gonzalez aboard at $15 even. That was his second win of the day. So a lot happening at Del Mar yesterday. In the sixth race, something happened that could have been very dangerous. In the sixth race, the one horse Scroll Up in the five furlong turf race came out of the gate and broke through the inside railing, went over into the inside infield, and was running loose on the inside infield. Now, Tiago Piera, who was the rider, came off, but he's okay. The horse broke through and was unseated the rider and ran through the infield, but no harm, no foul, but it could have been dangerous in that race there. Of course, that winner, Freya, paid $10 even for Dan Blacker and Armando Arayuso, who, by the way, Armando Arayuso had two wins on the day as well. He came back after that $10 winner, came back in the seventh race with Ms. Club Cali, paying $50 even as the big long shot of the day at Del Mar in the seventh race for Antonio Garcia. Fairgrounds opened yesterday, and on the opening day, you had Jose Ortiz winning three races on the card, his first for Joe Sharp at $12 even in the fourth race. And then he came back in the eighth race with a $4.40 winner, and in the ninth race with an $8 winner there. In the stakes races, the Joseph R. Peluso Memorial won by Hey Jude for Jareth Loveberry and Tom Amos, paying $9.60. Loveberry, by the way, had a couple of wins on the card. He came back in the sixth race with a $6 winner. And then in the Del Mar R. Caldwell Memorial, winner there was Nanyea That horse paid $48.40 as the big upset of the day, the highest-priced winner of the day by far. Jose Rodriguez aboard for Ronnie Warren. But the riding star yesterday on opening day at Fairgrounds was Jose Ortiz. And then finally, waiting for White Abario to come back, he came back yesterday at Gulfstream Park in the seventh race and disposed of his competition in short order. White Abario wins the 7-furlong seventh race yesterday at Gulfstream Park by 10 open lengths. Irad Ortiz aboard Safi Joseph Jr. trainee paid $2.40 as the big prohibitive favorite there. That's what happened yesterday. We're looking ahead to today, and we're going to go to our first break. When we come back, we got Jonathan Ardoon standing by. Of course, Rich Eng, John Lendo, and Jerry J. Rich Eng has a college football play for us as well. And so we will be right back as we continue on your Saturday Race Day show. Come on board on YouTube. Go to YouTube, hit South Point Studios, get to the Race Day page, hit Race Day. And then if you subscribe, you can start chatting away with our chatters. Subscription is free. If you don't have it, get it. It's absolutely free. And we'll start chatting away on the chat box. I know they are already. We will be right back. Don't go away.
South Point Casino has plenty of attractions for the whole family. Catch a movie. Our 16-screen movie theater includes two XD Extreme screens for the ultimate in viewing, sound, and luxury. After the show, treat the family to a variety of treats at our old-fashioned ice cream parlor, Kate's Corner. We scoop up a variety of creamy concoctions, including smoothies, hand-dipped cones, milkshakes, malts, sodas, and sundaes. At Kate's, there's something for everyone. And if you've still got time to spare, our bowling center might be right up your alley. Voted best of Las Vegas, it's a great place for friends and family fun. 64 lanes, a pro shop, snack bar, and arcade. And while the kids are bowling, you can play slots and sip on a drink in the Alley Cat Lounge while overlooking the lanes. For our more serious and professional bowlers, the South Point is also home to a separate tournament bowling plaza.
Back on Race Day Las Vegas, they are chatting away on the chat box, so join in on them. Not only do the chatters chat away, and I want to say hi to all the chatters who are saying hi to me on that chat box, but as well as our chatters are giving away some of their selections for today as well. The chat box on the Race Day page of YouTube. And don't forget, all you have to do is subscribe. All right, looking at the weather today here in Las Vegas, a little warmer this morning going through the parking lot as it was yesterday. Here right now, it's 40 degrees. We're going to get up to 67 and up to, they say, almost 72 degrees today. This is amazing. I mean, we went from 58 to 72. We're going to go back into the 60s and 50s next week. But for today, it's going to be kind of pleasant out there for this, you know, this 23rd day of November. And, of course, it's always fast, firm, and perfect in our race books. As far as around the country, Miami will have 73, New York 51, Chicago 46. And then we got Denver, Colorado at 66, L.A. 61 degrees down there in L.A., 80 degrees in Phoenix. And so it's going to be nice there. Most of the racing centers are now cleared out, but the racing, for example, at Aqueduct, the damage has been done. The track's going to start off in sloppy conditions today. The only big system is yet to come is through the Northwest. It's making its way through California, northern Nevada, Oregon, Washington, Idaho, et cetera there. And it is packing some snow, so we'll wait and see about that. Okay? Here, then, is the racing menu of racetracks available today in the Racebook. Simulcast centers, racetracks around the country. You know the deal. First post times are Pacific because that's where we're at here in the Pacific time zone. These will be the first post times that roll out in our Racebook today. So if you're listening anywhere else in the world with many different platforms that we have, adjust from whatever time zone you're in to the Pacific time zone to get the first post times right for wherever you're at so you don't miss anything like I miss mine. Okay, we begin with Aqueduct Racetrack. As we see, the Big A is going to start out with sloppy racing conditions there at Aqueduct. And again, small scratches there, not too many. A couple of scratches in the fifth, a scratch in the seventh race, which is one of the two stakes races on the card, the Staten Island. at 7 furlongs for fillies and mares, 3-year-olds and up. Scratch in that race, the Staten Island, number 4, Brown Sugar Babe. Number 4, Brown Sugar Babe, is scratched in that one. The 8th race will be the Thunder Rumble at 7 furlongs for 3-year-olds and up. A field of 8, and no late scratches there. Again, sloppy racing conditions at Aqueduct. And again, their first post time is 9:10, 9:10, first post at Aqueduct. Those two stakes races are the 7th and 8th races on the card. First post time, 9:10 Pacific time. Gulfstream Park has 11 races today. They have their big Pick 6 Rainbow Jackpot carryover now standing at $181,146. 11 races today at Gulfstream. Their stakes race is the Juvenile Sprint for 2-year-olds at 6.5 furlongs. That's the 6th race on the card. And Big Paradise is the 6-5 favorite with Irad Ortiz Jr. aboard. And you got 11 races. First post time is 9:20 at Gulfstream. Laurel Park has been canceled, which means the Willa on the Move Stakes and the Richard Small Stakes will be rescheduled. They were scheduled to go today. Laurel Park is canceled for today and tomorrow, as a matter of fact. All right. Then next we have coming up is Tampa Bay Downs. Tampa Bay Downs has 9 races. Their first post time at Tampa Bay is set at 9:30. 9:30 at Tampa Bay. Small Pick 6 jackpot carryover, $1,517. 9:30. Tampa Bay's first post time. Then we go to Churchill Downs in Louisville, Kentucky. A couple of nice stakes races today at Churchill. We'll be taking a look at them with Jonathan Hardoon. The Chalukie Stakes is the 8th race on the card at a mile for fillies and mares, 3-year-olds and up. A field of 8 before any scratches. 2-1 favorite there is Too Sharp with Junior Alvarado. By the way, Flavian Pratt is also there today at Churchill Downs. A couple of races later, the 10th race is the Commonwealth Turf at a mile and 16th on the turf for 3-year-olds, a field of 9 before any scratches. And in that race, the 5-2 favorite is Dashman with Luis Saez. 11 races today at Churchill Downs, Pick 6 jackpot carryover standing at $152,734. First post time at Churchill is set at 10 a.m., 10 a.m. at Churchill. Woodbine has 10 races today. The feature race is the Shady Well Stakes for 2-year-olds at 6 furlongs for 2-year-old fillies. That's the 8th race on the card. 9 go to the post in this one. 7-5, big 7-5 favorite there is Winter Berry with Pat Husbands aboard. Couple of carryovers at Woodbine. Super High 5 jackpot carryover, $34,387. Pick 6 jackpot carryover, $64,934. First post time at Woodbine is at 10:10. Fairgrounds, day 2 of the Fairgrounds meet. First post time is 10:45. More Memorial Stakes races today at the Fairgrounds, 4 of them. The Donovan L. Ferguson Memorial is the 3rd race, where the favorite at 2-5 on the morning line is Secret Faith with Mr. McMahon aboard. Then you have the Andrew Ney Memorial. That's the 7th on the card. It's 6 furlongs for 3-year-olds and up. And that field of 11 before any scratches. The morning line favorite at 3 to run is Braun and Brown. Braun and Brown in that one. Then you have the Jacob V. Moriel Memorial. That's the 8th race on the card at a mile and 70 yards for 3-year-olds and up. A field of 10 in that one. A favorite in the race at 7-2 is All Night Moonlight. And then finally, the John Valente Valen Memorial. That's the 10th race on the card at a mile and 70 yards for fillies and mares, 3-year-olds and up, a field of 10 there. And the favorite at 3-5 is Free Like a Girl. First post time on this Memorial Stakes race day of racing at Fairgrounds is set at 10:45 for their 10 race card. 10:45 at Fairgrounds is their first post time. Pleasanton Racetrack back in business today. 9 races. First post time is 12:15. Their Pick 6 jackpot carryover, $13,270. First post again, Pleasanton, 12:15. Then we go to Del Mar, where the turf meets the surf. 9 races today at Del Mar. The Native Diver Handicap is their grade 3 feature. That's the 8th on the card at a mile and 1/8 for 3-year-olds and up. A field of 6. A competitive 6, though, it is. 2-1 favorite there is Ultra Power with Juan Hernandez aboard. But this is a good competitive field, this Native Diver. And that is, of course, the 8th race on the card. 9 races overall at Del Mar. First post time is at 12:30. And if it matters, that 3x3 bet, you know, 3 turf trifectas in a row, that carryover is $6,605 if you wish to partake. Delta Downs has 9 races. Their first post time is 2:50. Charlestown has a Pick 6 jackpot of $56,550. Their first post time for nine races is set at 4 p.m. Remington Park has nine races. Their first post time is 4:30. And then we wrap it up at Los Alamitos in Southern California. 10 races at Los Al, one thoroughbred, three mixed breed, six quarter horses. And they get underway at Los Alamitos this evening at 6 p.m. in Southern California. Let's hope there are no more whip violations there tonight. In any case, let's go to Jonathan Nardoon standing by. Jonathan, good morning.
Good morning, Ralph. How are you?
Whip violation. They take away the purse money of the owner.
What happened to finding the jockeys? That changed? Is this a new rule? Is this something?
Now, I'm not saying, I'm pretty sure they probably did find the jockey, too. It didn't say that in the research that I did, but maybe we'll find out more about from John Lindo. But, man, that's got to be a first.
They did it to a New York trainer, David Dugan, or Duggan, about 2 years ago when they first started. I remember they took away the purse. I mean, it's ridiculous. Not only that, take a rider like Barrington Harvey. How many races has he won in Southern California all year? Not many. I mean, obviously a low-profile barn, low-profile connections. So let's pick on them. That makes a lot of sense. An extra whip costs the owners, the trainer. You know, it's just not fair. It's ridiculous. And we're really talking about this way too much. And it shouldn't be something that we discuss once a week. But unfortunately, that's what we're doing.
Well, if it happens once a week, we got to discuss it. That's the news of the day. And you know, whether you like the news or not, the news is the news. And that's just the way it is. But now the news seems to be one of the top stories is some of the track conditions around the country. With that big spill at Woodbine, I would imagine, you know, that wasn't caused by the track. A horse, caused it.
No, they had troubles with the surface a few weeks ago, apparently they fixed it. Yesterday, a horse clipped heels, and you know, that could happen in any race anywhere, and no one's to blame. It was an accident, a legitimate accident. I don't know if there was reckless riding involved. I never saw the race. But whatever it is, that had nothing to do with track condition. Right. At Laurel, it's a totally different situation. Yeah, exactly. The riders refused to ride. And that's because the weather on the East Coast, Ralph, one day it's 40, the next day it's 70. So it's probably hard to keep these tracks right. You know, weather has a lot to do with it. When Santa Anita had all those breakdowns, when Saratoga had all those breakdowns, it was due to an abundance of rain in a short period of time. The result, Santa Anita no longer runs when a track is sloppy for the most part. So
yeah, the fluctuation of temperatures and the precipitation, I think, is the cause of a lot of this. And they really try to do the correction even when it comes, but there's certain, you know, Mother Nature is Mother Nature, and sometimes you just can't do it. But at least on the East Coast and places like Churchill Downs, et cetera, in the Midwest, they'll run on sloppy racetracks. California, you spit on the track and they cancel the races.
New York's run on a wet track for the last 2 days, and actually it's been okay. Listen, even today, with all the rain they've had over the last 48 hours, there's only, I think, four or five late scratches on the entire card. Usually, you know, when there's turf racing, these cards get decimated, but there was no turf racing, so that's good.
Yeah, there are four late scratches so far at Aqueduct today, only one in the stakes race. We already announced that, Brown Sugar Babe. But as long as, you know, there's no turf racing, but sure isn't. They stopped the turf racing for the winter at Aqueduct way before the rain came, the week before. But in any case, you know, you won't have that many late scratches because the horsemen who are there in the wintertime with the horses there realize and understand there's going to be some days when you're running on very cold conditions and certainly a lot of times on slopping off racetracks, that's for sure. Today at Churchill Downs, we've got a couple of nice stakes races, the Chalukie and the Commonwealth Turf, which is still scheduled for the turf race there at Churchill Downs. So taking a quick look at the Chalukie, which is the eighth race on the card today, Jonathan, and you do have a full sheet available for the listeners at your website for Churchill Downs in this race. It's a mile for fillies and mares, three-year-olds and up. And, you know, you got the 2-1 favorite there and two sharp.
Yeah, I like a horse here, Ralph. I like the number two horse, Piggly, a 4-year-old filly from the Tom Drury barn. Luen Machado aboard to ride. She's listed at 9-2 on the morning line. She likes Churchill. She's 5-7 at the distance, 2-5 at Churchill with 2 seconds. She's listed at 9-2 on the morning line. She's making a forward move today. I like number two, Piggly, to win today's eighth race out of Churchill.
All right, the eighth race at Churchill, the two-horse Piggly, and then the Commonwealth Turf, which is a field of nine, and the 5-2 favorite there is Dash Man with Luis Saez.
Yeah, I like the seven in there. Lagones, I don't know how to pronounce it. It's the seven horse in the 10th race. I love the rider switch today to Pratt. This is horse who's rounding back into form now. You're getting 4-1 on the morning line, number seven. Lagones, you tell me.
I'm just going to say the seven horse. So in the 10th race, in the 10th race, you like number seven, Lagones, with Flavien Pratt aboard the seven in the 10th. Do you have a pick of Churchill Downs?
I do. It comes in the fifth race today, a mile on the turf. I love the number six horse in here, My Brazilian Girl, three-year-old filly from the Kathleen Wadsworth barn. Blinkers go on today. This horse received Lasix last time for the first time, and she really showed marked improvement on the figures. Julian Le Perreux aboard to ride 7-2 on the morning line. Number six, My Brazilian Girl, wins the fifth race today out of Churchill Downs.
And that is also scheduled at a mile on the turf, the five, My Brazilian Girl, the five in the fifth. Just in case, if they take it off the turf, still a bet?
No.
No, okay.
No.
I don't think they will, but I just want
to... They're not.
Yeah. All right, Aqueduct now on a sloppy racetrack, a couple of stakes races, the Staten Island and the Thunder Rumble. I know that... just taking a look at the Staten Island real quick. Any thoughts about that one?
What race number?
The seventh race.
Yeah, I like the three in there. Kahali Magic, Jose Lascano for James Ferraro. They scratched the four in there. Brown Sugar Babe, who's the main competition, she comes out. Number three, Kahali Magic, should beat this field.
Okay, and I know that your selection, or official selection for Aqueduct today, comes in the Thunder Rumble, which is the eighth race on the card as well.
Yeah, I love the number eight horse in here, General Banker. Four-year-old colt from, the James Ferraro barn, Louis Rivera board to ride. Last time out, this horse was going a mile and an eighth. Cuts back in distance today to 7 furlongs. Yesterday, it was all outside closes. I'm hoping the track remains the same, and if that's the case, number eight, General Banker, will be very tough in here. Last time out, he ran against a horse that went wire to wire on a speed-favoring track. Today, cuts back in distance. Number eight, General Banker, wins the eighth race today at Aqueduct.
All right, and then we'll go to the beach at Del Mar. Native Diver Stakes, although there's only six in it, I think it's a good competitive race.
Yeah, I like the number two horse in there. We discussed this race yesterday, Ultra Power. Third start of the year, ran very well first time out. Last time out, reacted off of that big race, but now back at Del Mar where he ran that big figure two starts back. Mm-hmm. You're getting 2-1, but it's a gift. Number two, Ultra Power, wins the eighth race.
And we will now take your official pick at Del Mar.
Fifth race, number three, Kid Azteca, a four-year-old gelding from the Peter Miller barn. Miller won a couple of races over the last few days, and this horse is putting blinkers on today for the first time. Fires every time, always shows up, just hasn't gotten the job done. However, hopefully the blinkers make the change. The difference, I should say, Juan Hernandez aboard to ride. You get it 7-2. Number three, Kid Azteca wins today's fifth race out of Del Mar.
All right. Thanks a lot, Jonathan. The listeners, I got to grab a couple of more picks out of you for the listeners out there. But thanks a lot for being a good sport and doing it for us. And we will remind everybody, full sheets for Del Mar, Churchill, and Aqueduct right now at your website.
JONHARDOON.com. Thank you, Ralph. Stay safe, you will.
We are running a little bit late on time, so what we're going to do is go right to Rich Eng standing by. Rich Eng is standing by for us, and Richie, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Ralphie. Good morning, viewers. Good morning, listeners.
Well, Richie, we got college football now. It's getting into the nitty-gritty time. Usually around Thanksgiving, we have a lot of those rivalry games. I know SC and UCLA are playing in their rivalry game, and there's quite a few of those around as well in college football, right?
Yeah, there's only a couple of weeks left in the regular season. Next week pretty much closes it for everybody, except for, I guess, the Army-Navy games, like the first weekend in December. But then we get into the playoffs for that 12-team playoff. But, for example, a lot of SEC teams are playing cupcakes this Saturday. You'll see some of the SEC teams are like 40 and 42-point favorites in some ridiculous games, but then they close out next week. As far as a pick from me, Ralph, I'm going to hold my nose because I'm going to look at a game where two teams are going in the same direction, and that means losing. It's game 153-154 Wisconsin is playing at Nebraska. Wisconsin's lost three in a row. Nebraska has lost four in a row. However, the angle that I like as far as betting this is that Wisconsin played their eyeballs out against Oregon last week. If you remember the game, number one Oregon went to Wisconsin, and it was all they could do to win 16-13. Wisconsin played their best game of the season. They left everything on the field, and they lost. Now they got to fly to Lincoln, Nebraska, to play the Cornhuskers, who are playing for their bowl life. They're 5-5. They need this win to make a bowl game. So I'm going to go with the Nebraska Cornhuskers at home, minus one, Ralph.
Nebraska minus one over Wisconsin is the college play. Now we'll get a horse pick.
Last race at Del Mar today, race nine, is a mile on the grass. And I'm going to go for the number one horse, Over the Ocean. Vincent Chaminade is making a rare appearance at Del Mar, Ralph. But the trainer, Jonathan Thomas, has shipped out some good turf horses. He's already won a couple of turf races at the meet. This one is dead on for getting a great rail trip, maybe a pocket trip, sitting third or fourth inside, and should rally late. One, Over the Ocean, race nine.
All right, ninth and final race, number one, Over the Ocean at the Beach. The ninth race, number one, is Richie's play. Chaminade also has an earlier mount. He rides in the third race as well. May very well be that he's coming out for that festival next week as well. But he rides your horse in the ninth and final. And don't forget, Rich Eng's a full sheet of handicapping for all the races at Del Mar at the RaceDayLasVegas.com website. Thanks a lot, Richie. We will talk to you tomorrow.
Hey, thanks, Rob. Good luck, everybody.
All righty. We're going to go to a short break. When we come back, we keep rolling along on this Saturday show. John Lendo and Jerry J yet to come. Don't go away.
South Point offers all the types of entertainment you'd expect at a first-class Las Vegas resort. Did you know our 400-seat showroom is one of Las Vegas's top destinations for live entertainment? Enjoy live performances by classic Vegas entertainers, bands, and today's hottest comedians, plus a rock and dance floor. You can also enjoy live entertainment at the Grandview Lounge, where you'll feel all the vibes of old Las Vegas. Enjoy the music, and if you love to laugh, don't miss The Dirty at 12:30, our very own free comedy show, every Friday night at 12:30 a.m. in the Grandview Lounge. The Dirty is 100% free, so arrive early. Go to southpointcasino.com or call the box office at 77136 for today's performances at the showroom and the Grandview Lounge. When you're ready for your favorite cocktail, stop in and unwind at one of our seven specialty lounges. There's a bar around every corner, because you're in Vegas, baby.
The Race Day Las Vegas Show, the only exclusive daily local media racing information source in Las Vegas.
All right, as we get back to a quick-paced race day show for today, let's go right out to Southern California and SoCal Beach, and Mr. John Lendo standing by. John, good morning.
Good morning, Ralph. How you doing?
It looks like it's as chilly there as it is here this morning. You got a jacket on there, buddy.
It's been cool out here the last couple of mornings. It was cool in the grandstand yesterday at Del Mar, but you know what? There are worse things than being at the grandstand at Del Mar in the fall watching live racing.
Yes, I can think of quite a few of them, that's for sure. Today, though, it looks like the weather will be fine.
Yeah, it's cool, but it'll be good. We'll be fast and firm today. The weather's been great down here all meet long.
All right, a quick thought. With this whip violation of Barrington Harvey at Los Alamitos, yet they take the purse money. They probably fined him, too, but taking the purse money away from the owner of the horse, and it's not like it just happened yesterday.
You know, just another incentive as a thoroughbred owner not to get involved in racing when you take away things like that the owners have no control over. It doesn't make any sense at all to me, and the punishment doesn't fit the crime, Ralph.
I got to tell you, I do not like that. I mean, if you want to fine the jockey and all the jockeys are getting fined, that's one thing. But taking the money away from the owners, and especially since they've had that money for a while, might have already spent it. Yeah, you know, so we'll have to wait and see about that. But anyhow, today at Del Mar, I think a very good stakes race today, the Native Diver. I know it's only six horses, but I got to tell you, it's going to be a chess game with the jockeys, and any one of the six horses are legitimately horses that can win the race.
Yeah, it is going to be a little bit of a chess match. You know, Miramati's going to want to be on the lead. He drew the rail, so he's going to go. You got to think a stablemate, Ultra Power, will not hook him head and head because they don't want to do each other in. So it's probably up to Tarantino to keep the pace on us from the outside. And you have stalkers like Mixto and Ultra Power that'll be close by. So the pace is everything here. And I don't think anybody's going to get a real easy lead. So maybe the deep closer Skinner gets the job done. He had a good sprint prep on the undercard at the Breeders' Cup. He's ready to go. And he's a router through and through. So, you know, going a mile and eighth off of one sprint prep is the only question for him.
And that is, of course, Skinner. I remember Skinner's first race, and he closed like almost Silky Sullivan. It was amazing where he came from. And everybody since then has been waiting for that type of display of his closing speed again. And he's fallen short a lot of times of that. But like you say, he might have got the tightener he needed to get the job done today.
Yeah, he was actually pointing for the Kentucky Derby last year when he was one of those regulatory vet scratches. So, you know, they gave him some time off, got him off those lists that you have to get off of and get back to racing. And he's finally getting back to what he wants to do now. And he ought to have a good winter and spring.
Yep, and certainly he's under a conditioner and knows what to do with the good horses, that's for sure. And Skinner there. And I see that Mr. Chaminade is racing today at Del Mar. I'm assuming that he probably has some mounts for the Hollywood Turf Festival that's coming up next week.
Yeah, he's riding today and tomorrow. I saw he had some mounts for John Sadler. Jonathan Thomas is the man he's riding for out here for the most part. But he's got mounts for some different guys. So I think he'll stay around and be around here next week as well.
All right. Did you not get a little bit edgy when you saw that horse break into the infield yesterday at Del Mar and run loose?
That was wild. He kind of ducked through that inside fence and was trying to chase the field inside, and he got stopped over there by where the chute, the mile and eighth chute at Del Mar on the turf course is, came running around. Luckily, he avoided the lakes, and when the outriders were able to get over to him over on the clubhouse turn, he was real good, or the filly was real good. She just stood there and let the guys come over and grab the rein and the halter, and they were able to get her back under control. But it was pretty dicey there for a while.
I know it. I was saying to myself, please don't jump another rail and get back out onto the racetrack. But everything worked out fine. Thank goodness.
Yeah, I think she's okay, and I know Tiago Pereira is okay. Yeah. So nobody's the worst for wear.
All right, let's get a pick at Del Mar today.
All right, I tell you what, we're going to go to race number 5 and a horse coming back to California, Gregory's Pride for Phil D'Amato. Hated the synthetic track back east at Turfway Park. Had a bunch of different tries at different places out there. He does his best work sprinting 5 furlongs on the turf at Del Mar. That's what he gets today. There's some speed to set him up. 12-1 is way too big a price. You get that, that's a very fair value to take a shot. Number 6, Gregory's Pride, race 5, Del Mar.
All right, the end of the 5th race, you like the 6th horse, Gregory's Pride. In that 5th race, the 6th horse. Remember, the Linda Report covering all the races with selections, a suggested late pick 4, and all the goody information at the bottom of the sheet. One comprehensive sheet available only in one place, just one place here in the gaming capital. It's here at the South Point Racebook, and it's free of charge to you because they love horse players here. And, John, with you picking the 6th in the 5th race, Jonathan Ardoon came earlier with the 3 in that 5th race, so I got a Sirocco Exacta box today. The Sirocco plays the 3663 box. We'll wait and see about that. And, John, we will talk to you tomorrow.
You got it, Ralph. Good luck today. I'll go punch that Exacta ticket over here as soon as I get done here.
You got it, my man. Let's ride it home a winner. Now we go out to Jerry Jackowitz standing by. Jerry, good morning.
Good morning, Ralph.
I see
you're making a note on my sheet about Jonathan likes the 3. And
yeah, I see you were doing some research, some late jotting down there. Anyhow, we got some selections today at Aqueduct. Again, they're going to start out with another sloppy racetrack. So what are we doing at Aqueduct today?
Well, we're going to go to the 6th race, Ralph. We got number 3, Steiner, Steiner, the 3 horse in the 6th race.
Mm-hmm.
Very attractive horse. You can see the last time won by 4 lengths up at Finger Lakes, ships down for Chris Engelhart. He's certainly no stranger to being able to do this. From what I can determine, the speed figures for this horse really are competitive in this field. The form seems excellent. The trainer's sharp. 7-2 seems pretty reasonable. I think the 3 is a nice bet in the 6th race. I'll play the 3 over the 1, 5, 7, 8. reverse 1578 back over the three. But the three in race number six, Steiner, that's okay. Our feature play. And at 7-2, he's a pop-out key.
All right, you got it. The three in the sixth race, link-ups are 1578 and reverse. Leading jockey Dylan Davis, it's Aqueduct, is aboard for that one. The three in the sixth, now Del Mar.
Yeah, and just a quick note, looks like John has sussed out one of my V horses in the fifth race. Pretty good, John.
Okay.
Gregory Pride. And Hardoon's horse, he's very well rated on my sheet as well.
Yes. Now
all right, let's go to the seventh race, Ralph.
Okay.
This is a tough play, but number five, Double Jab. Got to get at least 2-1 or better. You can't go below that.
Uh-huh.
For Andy Mathis and Yusuf. Just looks really razor sharp and should really handle the five furlongs without any problem. This is just asking the horse to kind of come back and run almost as good as he did last time. I don't think he has to run quite as good.
Okay.
I'll take the five. Now, the spread is very big, and I'm going to give you the key horses in the spread because I expect some scratches.
Okay.
So the spread is the 5/3, 4/6, 7/8, and 13. Let me repeat that. 5/3, 4/6, 7/8, and 13. My primary ones are 5/3, 4/7, and 13.
Okay.
So I've given you the add-ins. If you want to do all six,
yeah,
do a couple of dollars on the 3, 4, 7, and 13.
All right.
And just do a little bit on the 6 and 8.
Okay. And we will, again, the 5/3, 4... 7 and 13 are the key ones, and then whatever else they want to put with.
Correct.
It. Okay. Stay right there, Jerry, because on set now we have Jeff with us from Sports by the Book, and Jeff, we're getting ready to crank it all for the football, right?
It's only two Saturdays left in the regular season, Ralph. Today, next week, that's that.
Ooh.
I know. Blink your eye, snap your finger. It goes quickly.
Yeah, but you guys will be worrying about the playoffs after
oh,
that.
Oh, we have this season will roll till Inauguration Day. So January 20th is when the national title day is. So long way to go still. But look, Indiana plays their biggest game in school history today at the Shoe against Ohio State. Who would have thunk it?
Yeah.
Indiana and Army are playing in the two most important games of the day today because Army plays Notre Dame at Yankee Stadium tonight.
And you got all that stuff coming up next.
Oh, we got everything.
All right,
we got everything.
Listen, folks, it's really that simple. We do a lot of the horse racing coverage, and these guys handle the sports with the football both in college and pro. So stand by for that. Jerry, say it, and we're going to get out of here and get Sports by the Book started.
Have a great race day, everybody.
It's Ralph Serrato at Race Day Las Vegas, morning on 1400 KSHP North Las Vegas.
Online
at KSHP.gov.